Spring runoff for northern Saskatchewan is expected to be near normal. The Water Security Agency is making that prediction in its latest report. Spokesperson Patrick Boyle says precipitation in the north has been around normal.
I would say right around now for the northern part of the Saskatchewan, we're looking at a near normal situation.
Boyle says the runoff prediction could change depending on the amount of snowfall and spring temperatures. The runoff for parts of southern Saskatchewan could be higher than normal. Prince Albert Police have opened a new downtown substation. The new office, located on 10th Street East, offers a variety of services, including child protection, foot patrol, and bylaw. Deputy Police Chief Jason Stonechild says the force was fortunate to find a building downtown that meets their needs.
We thought outside of the box. We found a beautiful facility here. It's built in the 1960s. It was an old bank, so it's very solid. It met all of our security standards. The location is excellent. It's right in the heart of downtown, right across from City Hall.
The building was purchased for $340,000, with $600,000 budgeted for renovations. Access Communications subscribers in the LaRange area could be seeing increased internet service. Access is in negotiations with supplier SaskTel to make a major upgrade. Access CEO Jim Dean says the plan is to increase the speed to 50 megabits per second in the new year, and possibly even higher.
The CRTC has come out and defined broadband internet access as an essential service. They've defined that as 50 megabits down. Now, it's a little bit aspirational, I think, for a lot of Canada, but I don't disagree with that either. So we're looking to provide at least that, and hopefully in our case probably increase that by a factor of 4 or 5 or 6 in terms of what we're able to offer it.
A number of other similar-sized communities to LaRange already have download speeds of 50 megabits per second. Fines for distracted driving are on the way up in Saskatchewan. Beginning in February, the cost of a first ticket for distracted driving will be $580 plus 4 demerit points. SGI Minister Joe Hargrave says too many people are getting injured and killed.
Over the past 10 years, driver distraction and inattention has been the single leading human factor in injuries and collisions in our province. In 2018 alone, we've seen 774 injuries and 22 deaths.
Distracted drivers caught a second time within a year will have to pay $1,400. A third violation will bring a $2,100 fine. The NDP is raising questions about a Saskatchewan Health Authority memo which suggests doctors should not speak freely about problems in health care. The September memo tells doctors to not advocate for patients without its approval and to avoid saying things that could end up in meeting records where the media has access. NDP leader Ryan Miley says the memo is of great concern.
What we're seeing here with this health authority memo is really a very strong message to hush up any concerns or critiques of the government or even advocacy to the government. They were suggesting that people not go forward asking for more resources.
Health Minister Jim Ryder says the memo was poorly worded and its intent is not to muzzle people. A strike by 3,200 CN Rail employees is prompting warnings from agriculture and energy groups. Grain elevator operators and farmers move more than 90% of their grain by rail. They say it will lead to lost sales and contract penalties. The Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers says the strike comes at a time when there's already a shortage of pipelines to send crude to market. The Alberta government has launched an online survey asking people whether it's time to drop daylight savings time. Officials say the European Union voted earlier this year to abolish seasonal time changes by 2021. Governments in North America are also tabling similar legislation, including BC last month. The previous NDP government in Alberta had explored eliminating time changes, but that proposal was voted down by a legislative committee in 2017. The annual pace of inflation held steady in October as the consumer price index rose 1.9% from a year ago.
Statistics Canada reports the overall rise in prices came as fresh fruit prices rose 7.9% from last October. Fresh vegetable prices climbed 7.5%. Gas prices fell 6.7% year over year, while natural gas prices were up 3.3%. When you factor out gasoline, the annual pace of inflation was 2.3% in October, down from 2.4% in September. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The Canadian Armed Forces is refusing to accept the first of its new search and rescue planes. Military officials have raised concerns about the aircraft's manuals. The new plane was supposed to be delivered by December 1st. The Air Force and the Department of National Defense are going over the contents of the manuals, which contain thousands of pages. The manuals provide pilots, air crew, and technicians with necessary instructions for operating and maintaining the aircraft.